A new look at the infrared properties of Z$SIM5 galaxies, by L. Somovigo et al. Recent ALMA-LAD surveys unveiled the presence of significant dust continuum emission in star-forming galaxies at Z < 4. Unfortunately, such large programs, i.e. Alpine, Z 5, and Rebels, Z 7, only provide us with a single far-infrared, continuum data point for their individual targets. Therefore, high Z galaxies' for spectral energy densities, SEDs, remain mostly unconstrained, hinging on an assumption for their dust temperature, TD, in the said fitting procedure. This introduces uncertainties in the inferred dust masers, MD, infrared luminosities, LIR, and obscured star formation rate, SFR, fraction at Z > 4. In this work we use a method that allows us to constrain TD with a single band measurement by combining the 158 micrometers continuum information with the overlying, key, emission line. We analyze the 21, key, and fur continuum detected Z 5 galaxies in Alpine, finding a range of TD equals 25 to 60 K and MD equals 0.6 to 25.1 times 10 to the 7 M sun. Given the measured stellar masses of Alpine galaxies, the inferred dust yields are around MD, MISTA equals 0.228 times 10 to the power of minus 3, consistent with theoretical dust production constraints. We find that 8 out of 21 Alpine galaxies have LIR is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 12 sun, comparable to ultra-luminous IR galaxies, ULIRGs. Relying on ultraviolet to optical SED fitting, the SFR was underestimated by up to 2 orders of magnitude in 4 of these 8 ULIRGs-like galaxies. We conclude that these 4 peculiar sources should be characterized by a two-phase interstellar medium structure with spatially segregated, fur and ultraviolet emitting regions. This was A New Look at the Infrared Properties of Z$SIM5 Galaxies, by L. Somovigo et al.